None but the hungry heart. 1-3. Relentless purpose. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. All of God's thoughts concerning us are centered in his Son, where he has placed us. Hence they are thoughts of peace and not of evil. Others may do evil against us, but our Father turns it into our good for Jesus' sake. The purpose of God is that through the conditions and sufferings of my life should develop in me the features of his Son. On the one hand, the features of the old creation may be seen to be more and more terrible and horrible as I recognize them in myself. But over against that, God is doing something which is other than my old self. He is bringing into being another, altogether other, and that is his Son, my new life. Slowly, seemingly all too slowly, nevertheless, something is developing. The sonship is not very much in evidence yet, but it is going to be manifested. What God has been doing will come out into the light eventually. Conformity to the image of his Son. Afflictions are in the hands of the Holy Spirit to effect the softening of the heart in order to receive heavenly impression. Job said, God maketh my heart soft. As the wax in its natural hard state cannot take the impress of the signet, and needs to be melted to render it susceptible, so the believer is by trials prepared to receive and made to bear the divine likeness. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7.